Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. Can a planet have a mind of its own? The collective activity of life, all of the microbes, plants, and animals, have changed planet Earth. Take, for example, plants. Plants invented a way of undergoing photosynthesis to enhance their own survival, but in so doing released oxygen that changed the entire function of our planet. This is just one example of individual life forms performing their own tasks, but collectively having an impact on a planetary scale. If the collective activity of life known as the biosphere can change the world, could the collective activity of cognition and action based on this cognition also change a planet? Once the biosphere evolved, Earth took on a life of its own. If a planet with life has a life of its own, can it also have a mind of its own? These are questions posed by Adam Frank, professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Rochester, and his colleagues David Grinspoon at the Planetary Science Institute, and Sarah Walker at Arizona State University, in a paper published in the International Journal of Astrobiology. Their self-described thought experiment combines current scientific understanding about Earth with broader questions about how life alters a planet. In the paper, the researchers discuss what they call planetary intelligence, the idea of cognitive activity operating on a planetary scale, to raise new ideas about the ways in which humans might tackle global issues such as climate change. As Frank says, if we ever hope to survive as a species, we must use our intelligence for the greater good of the planet. An immature technosphere. Frank Grinspoon and Walker draw from ideas such as the Gaia hypothesis, which proposes that the biosphere interacts strongly with the non-living geological systems of air, water, and land to maintain Earth's habitable state, to explain that even a non-technically capable species can display planetary intelligence. The key is that the collective activity of life creates a system that is self-maintaining. For example, Frank says in many recent studies, these have shown how the roots of the trees in a forest connect via underground networks of fungi. If one part of the forest needs nutrients, the other parts send the stressed portions the nutrients they need to survive via the network. In this way, the forest maintains its own viability. Right now, our civilization is what the researchers call an immature technosphere, a conglomeration of human-generated systems and technology that directly affects the planet, but is not self-maintaining. For instance, the majority of our energy usage involves consuming fossil fuels that degrade Earth's oceans and atmosphere. The technology and energy we consume to survive are destroying our home planet, which will, in turn, destroy our species. To survive as a species, then, we need to collectively work in the best interest of the planet. But Frank says we don't yet have the ability to communally respond in the best interests of the planet. There is intelligence on Earth, but there isn't a planetary intelligence, unquote. Toward a mature technosphere, the researchers posit four stages of Earth's past and possible future to illustrate how planetary intelligence might play a role in humanity's long-term future. They also show how these stages of evolution driven by planetary intelligence may be a feature of any planet in the galaxy that evolves life and a sustainable technological civilization. Therefore, if we get the hang of this and know what it looks like, we might be able to find it, you know, in our extraterrestrial searches for intelligent life in the universe, you know, somewhere out there. If we have it here, we might be able to recognize it if we see it. through the lens of the telescope. Stage 1, immature. Biosphere, characteristic of very early Earth, billions of years ago and before technological species, when microbes were present but vegetation had not yet come about. There were few global feedbacks because life couldn't exert forces on Earth's atmosphere, hydrosphere, and other planetary systems. Stage 2, mature biosphere, characteristics of Earth, also before a technological species, from about 2.5 billion to 540 million years ago. Stable continents formed, vegetation and photosynthesis developed, oxygen built up in the atmosphere, and the ozone layer emerged. The biosphere exerted a strong influence on the Earth, perhaps helping to maintain Earth's habitability. Stage 3, immature technosphere, characteristic of Earth right now, with interlinked systems of communication, transportation, technology, electricity, and computers. The technosphere is still immature, however, because it is not integrated into other Earth systems, such as the atmosphere. Instead, it draws matter and energy from Earth's systems in ways that will drive the whole into a new state that likely doesn't include the technosphere itself. Our current technosphere is, in the long run, working against itself. Stage 4, mature technosphere, where Earth should aim to be in the future, Frank says, with technological systems in place that benefit the entire planet, including globally harvesting energy in forms like solar that do not harm the biosphere. The mature technosphere is one that has co-evolved with the biosphere into a form that allows both the technosphere and biosphere to thrive. Planets evolve through immature and mature stages, and planetary intelligence is indicative of when you get to a mature planet, Frank says. Quote, the million-dollar question is figuring out what planetary intelligence looks like and means for us in practice, because we don't know how to move to immature technosphere yet. And this particular article concludes just a paraphrase that, once again, if we master this in the future, we might be able to spot technosignatures like it somewhere out there in the cosmos in our search for extraterrestrial life, because we'll know it when we see it, if we master it and start looking more carefully throughout the cosmos. We will probably only find intelligent, advanced life that also has mastered the balance between nature and technology. Anyone else has long offed themselves, drowning in their own heat and pollution, and will not be there for us to see. But the advanced civilizations that have mastered this art of having a planet that has a planetary intelligence, those are the ones we likely will spot sooner or later one day somewhere out there in our search for extraterrestrial intelligence. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.